Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Susie Sondogger. And Susie, I welcome you. Thank you for spending some time with us. You have a very unique ministry. Want to take just a second to introduce.
Thank you. You are
in love with the Jewish community.
I really do love our local Jewish community and Israel altogether, of course.
Well, and
because
of course,
I love God.
That's
you know?
Right. And as a Christian woman, there are mandates for all of us
exactly.
to extend love and grace to our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Right.
And at the same time, there's still a lot of opposition in the world. There's still a lot of anti-Semitism.
Right.
In fact, there's growing opposition
yes.
to Christianity.
Exactly. I think we are so connected, more so all the time. I think God's bringing us back together. You know, and we're beginning to see that. We serve the same God.
We have an awful lot to talk about. But what we're going to do today, we're going to start off with your performance of Corrie Remembers. And, of
yes.
course, this is a portrayal of Corrie Ten Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us are familiar with the book The Hiding Place.
Yes.
And we've kind of know a little bit about the story of Corrie, but today you're going to give us a lot more information. Tell us about Corrie Ten Boom and what you do.
For anyone who doesn't know who Corrie Ten Boom was, she was a Dutch Christian who, together with her family, during World War II in Holland, rescued hundreds of Jews. They're known for, like Jim said, the book, The Hiding Place. They had a secret room built into Corrie's bedroom, and the Jews that they were hiding when the Gestapo raided the home were saved. But Corrie and the rest of the family and other people in their group of rescuers were arrested. Corrie and her sister ended up in Ravensbrück concentration camp. Several members of the family died protecting Jews. And her story is like in the book, The Hiding Place. There was also a movie made about her story in the 1970s. But I knew the story of Corrie Ten Boom only after I became a believer. The gal that brought me to the Lord introduced the book to me. And that book, The Hiding Place, together with reading the Bible seriously for the first time, including the Tanakh, the Old Testament, drew me to the Jewish people and a real affinity and love for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I got started. And Corrie Ten Boom, having saved all those Jews, then she traveled all over the world. Some people call her the Oscar Schindler of the evangelical world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good description of her. She did travel all over. And many, many people I meet all along my travels tell me that they are believers today because of the ministry of Corrie Ten Boom.
And I actually did a little research on some of the sermons and things.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere do I ever see where Corrie Ten Boom was trying to convince the Jews about anything about Jesus.
No.
What she was doing is she was just being the loving Christian person that she felt she needed to be, that God had called her to be. And she was loving people right where they were,
mm-hmm.
Not trying to proselytize, but just caring about people and this very tragic plight that they had during World War II.
I would agree with that. She did not target Jews.
Mm.
Jews were quite welcome to hear her messages. She didn't really go speak to Jews. She went to churches all
mm-hmm.
over
mm-hmm.
after the war. The synagogues a few times had her in, and I heard one message that she gave at a synagogue, and it was very, it wasn't evangelical at all, and
mm-hmm.
they loved her, and, you know, we can plant a lot of seeds just by being Christians. We don't have to say everything. I will always be ready with an answer when asked, but
sure.
too often we answer the questions that haven't been asked.
Yeah. Susie Sondogger in studio with me today. She puts on a portrayal of Corrie Remembers, the true story of Corrie Ten Boom. She does this as a single woman.
Yes.
Theatrical performance. Your performance is going to be here October 4th and 5th at the Cell Theater in Albuquerque,
right.
700 First Street Northwest. And tell us how folks can buy tickets.
Okay. People can call the Cell Theater at 505, of course, 766-9412, or they can go to the sales website, which is forumabq.com, and that's forum, F-O-R-U-M, just like the word forum, abq.com, or my website, coriremembers.com, and that's C-O-R-R-I-E, remembers.com.
That's really great. So, and this is not an expensive performance, $15, but it's something that people are really going to be blessed by, encouraged by. I'm encouraged every day, Susie, by people that just go love other people. You know, they're not expecting anything in return. Mm-hmm. They love people regardless of whether they agree with their, you know, religious perspective, and they're caring about people, and that's what we're really commanded to do.
Yes. And that so represents the ministry that I have with the Jewish community. And I arrived at it from an epiphany. I laughingly tell the Jewish community it's not just the Catholics that have epiphany. Sometimes Baptists can have them too. And I had a real encounter. I was loving the Jews. I loved them so much. And as a believer, I want everybody to know Jesus. So I was always praying for the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. And one day I was praying always, let me just see one Jew come to know you, you know. And I felt the Lord speak to me, not audibly, but quotably. And he said, oh, so you just love Jews to get them saved. And I said in my heart, no, you know, you gave me this love for the Jewish people. I heard him respond. He said, that's right. You love, I'll save. Four words that changed my life, or my direction of my life in ministry. And I began this journey with the Jewish people, reaching out to them in unconditional love. I even wrote a purpose statement to kind of anchor what it was we were trying to do. And that was that we're reaching out to them in getting to know them, love them. We have things in common. We love Israel. We want Israel to survive and prosper. We want to stop anti-Semitism, and we want to befriend the Jews. We want to be there when we weren't. The Christianity failed the Jewish people in years past, so we're trying to reverse that record and be the best friends Israel's ever had.
Mm. Read your purpose statement.
I'd like to do that. And the name of our group is Yad Bayad. That's the Hebrew for hand in hand. It is our goal to relate to Israel and the Jewish people with kindness and respect, to be a source of solace and comfort, and to be a blessing to them by standing in solidarity with them in their times of need. We strive to reverse the tainted record of Christian witness toward Israel and to demonstrate in its place the genuine, unconditional love God asks of us. We will raise Israel often in our prayers, develop sensitivity to Jewish concerns. I'm sorry.
Hey, we got to get rid of that 12-point font. We got to get it up to 14.
That's right. Yeah. Well, then I go on and I say, we will lend, and I should have it memorized, but we will lend our talent, resources, and cooperation for important Jewish endeavors, including raising awareness of anti-Semitism and the plight of distressed Jews immigrating and resettling their homeland. The activities we organize must not be a vehicle for any activity that could be interpreted as proselytizing, but rather a hand extended to our Jewish neighbors both here and in Israel in deep apology, promised support, and love that does not require anything in return. And that says it all.
Well, and Susie, I'm hoping today that listeners are going to be encourage that you can love people, not just the Jews, but
right.
You can love people groups, racial groups. You can love people that have been discriminated against, enslaved, persecuted, and just loving them is going to have a tremendous effect.
It really will.
More with Susie Sondogger and talking about Corrie Ten Boom and her ministry. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system ready? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
Is there something missing in your walk with the Lord? Do you ever feel overwhelmed, powerless, riddled with anxiety? Well, you're not alone. According to a recent study, anxiety and depression in the United States are at all-time highs. Yet Scripture tells us not to worry, to trust the Lord, to be filled with joy. Hello, men of Albuquerque. This is Dave Slade. The early church faced incredible challenges, but they rejoiced in their persecutions and troubles because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our source of power, of joy, of fulfillment. Without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to live a life that pleases the Lord or to fulfill your God-given purpose. Come join this men's study on the Holy Spirit. We will be studying Pastor Chuck Smith's book, Living Water. We meet Thursday mornings at 6:30 a.m. at Calvary Albuquerque in the Hub, the building just north of the main sanctuary. That's Thursday, 6:30 a.m. at Calvary Albuquerque. Come join me, Dave Slade, and other men as we learn how to unleash the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
This is Jim Williams, and I think KNKT is a special broadcast channel. It is live, it is local, and it's all about New Mexico. But KNKT also gives you a solid look at mega global issues from a Christian worldview. That is why I want you to know about ABQ Connect 2.0. We'll be talking big issues that have local impact. This is going to be fun and informative. Join us. KNKT loves New Mexico, and so do I. Keep up at KNKT.com.
We would like to thank High Desert Hospice, Flora & Decor, and Water Extraction Experts for help making the Star 88 Golf Tournament a possibility. You can register online at star88.fm/golf.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Corey Remembers, the true story of Corey Ten Boom, starring Susan Sondager, is going to be held at the Cell Theater, 700 First Street Northwest, on October 4th and 5th here in Albuquerque. You can reach the Cell Theater at 766-9412 for tickets and information. And Susie Sondager is joining us this afternoon in studio. Thanks for being here, Susie.
Thank you for having me. And I just wanted to remind the audience, and many people have already seen my show because I've been doing it for years. It's been evolving. It's the best it's ever been. I don't think I can make it any better. Maybe someone who thinks, well, I've seen it and it's good and everything, but maybe you would consider bringing a friend. It's a show that maybe someone you can't bring to church, but you would like to. It might be that little seed that is planted, and I just encourage them to come see the show again. Bring someone. It's my desire to take the show outside the church. I've done this show in many churches around the country, many synagogues around the country, but now I want to take the show into live secular theater so that people who would not go to a synagogue, who would not go to a church, might go to be entertained and then find themselves both entertained and having heard from the Lord.
Well, you are obviously talking about a very intense subject. I mean, hiding people that are being hunted by the Nazi Germans that's just got to be a scary proposition in and of itself. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, not making noise, keeping the light from seeping out of windows, holding your breath.
Right.
How do you go to the bathroom when all this kind of stuff is going on? I mean, it just had to be an absolutely terrifying time. And then the family went to a concentration camp, like many of the Jews.
Yes, yes. Corey and her sister Betsy were incarcerated at Ravensbrück concentration camp, which was a camp just for women, and it really was horrific. I have been there myself, and I have read books about other women giving their testimonies, and I've included some of that in my play. And you're right, it is just a horrific thing and subject, and some people might think, well, I don't want to go listen to the Holocaust. But this is the brilliance of Corrie Ten Boom. She was a communicator par excellence, and I've just taken her words, phrases, and inflections and pieced it together in a way that there's humor. You will laugh. You will want to cry. It's all of it. And it's really, I think, divinely inspired. And I love sharing Miss Tim Boom's memory because she died more than 25 years ago. Let's see, 1983, my math's not so good, but 1983 she died on her birthday, I might add. And Jim, did you know that when in Orthodox Judaism, when a person dies on their birthday, it is God's kiss on their life?
Wow.
And certainly Corrie Ten Boom exemplifies that. She is very much admired by the Jewish community. Many Jews here didn't know anything about Corrie Ten Boom until I started doing this show. And it's been a lot of fun to bring her memory to Jews. They're very comforted by her show, just as Christians are challenged by her show. Because what are we doing today to stand with the Jewish people? You know, Christians have an obligation today also.
Well, Susie, you're loving on the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And you're serving right now as the only non-Jewish woman in the country, I understand, serving serving on the Jewish Federation of New Mexico. So you're the only person,
non-Jewish person
in the country serving on that board. And the Jewish Federation, as you've described it, kind of oversees most of the activities of the Jewish community.
Yes, many of the Jewish care program for older people, the Jewish Historical Society, the JCC, Hadassah, the many organizations, the Jewish Federation helps raise money and awareness and is kind of a go-to organization and knits these groups together. They're sort of in many ways, I consider them the voice of the Albuquerque and New Mexico, not just Albuquerque, the New Mexico Jewish community.
Well, I have a lot of friends that are Jewish. Mm-hmm. Most of them I have actually met at the Jewish Community Center. Mm-hmm. And most people don't realize that that is just a fabulous place. And the Jewish community is loving on us. Mm-hmm. They're loving on people that are not Jewish. Of course, there's a lot of Jewish people that go to they go to workouts and they go to spin classes and swim and enjoy the presentations and utilize the facility for meetings and various other things. It really is a neat community there. And I've been a member there now for, I don't know exactly how long, but easily 12 to 15 years.
Good.
And, you know, just totally blessed. It literally is the cleanest workout area in the state. I can tell you, they really do a nice job.
The equipment is up to date.
Oh, it is. And they're kind. You know, everybody there is kind. They have people from all different faiths that are working there.
I could go on and on about how they are. I have a mentally handicapped child. Mm. And, you know, in the summertime, there are programs. When he was younger, it's hard because he would be different. But any program I took him to at the Jewish Community Center, these Jewish kids are so, and it's ingrained in them to be kind to the stranger, the different. He was always accepted, and that really blessed me. My son it's like home to my special needs son, who's now fully an adult, but he goes to the JCC and is comfortable, and everyone knows his name. It's a wonderful thing. But do you know that the JCC, how JCCs came about?
No, not familiar.
Okay. Think back in the 50s, Jewish people were not admitted as members of country clubs.
Wow.
And so the Jewish people band together and they began to develop these Jewish community centers. Yes.
Well, I can say this. One of the reasons I was excited to have Jan is not only because your show is entertaining, mm-hmm. and a real blessing. And of course, anybody familiar with Corrie Ten Boom and the sacrifice that she and her family made for the Jewish community in a terrifying time. I mean, this mm-hmm. was, if you get caught, you will die. I mean, that's the kind of commitment that they made.
And many of her family did.
Yeah. And fortunately, we're blessed that we don't have to make a lot of those commitments, but you're talking about now the Jewish Community Center. I have a personal experience there. Wonderful atmosphere, great service. Everything about it is wonderful. But, you know, the Jewish people have over time, they have been falsely incarcerated. They've been discriminated against. They've been enslaved. And, of course, there are people groups like our Black community and the history of African Americans in the United States is equally as horrible. Or maybe not equally, but horrible, period. Uh-huh. I hate to quantify horrible because it's just awful for everybody.
Right.
But, you know, they I think people of every race, every creed, can learn something from the lesson that you're trying to teach us. Yeah. Just love people and care about them where they're at.
And we do need to remember that the Jews are the most persecuted people of all time. Mm. They have been persecuted for thousands of years.
Mm.
And we, you know, we need to take account for that. And our Jesus, the one we serve, was Jewish. And they're his family. And many of them are even, the Jewish people I know, many of them are even so estranged from God, they think they're atheists. But, you know, I don't receive that.
Right. Susie Sondogger, talking about Corey Ten Boom and her show, Corey Remembers, that will, be presented on October 4th and 5th at the Cell Theater, 700 First Street Northwest. Neat little theater, by the way.
Good
very,
parking.
Very intimate, good parking. And if you want to reach the Cell Theater for tickets, they are $15. You can call them at 505-766-9412. More with Susie Sondogger talking about the Jewish community and just really the responsibility of Christians to love people. More from Susie when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. A lot of girls rodeo queening, they wonder why they crown a different girl every year, and that's because there is no perfect mold. We each bring something unique and different to the table, and so my main message is for girls to embrace your individuality and have confidence knowing who you are and what you want. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf. Our friends at Water Extraction Experts help tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament.
It's amazing how a simple mouth swab can now reveal whether you're related to Abe Lincoln, have a Viking as an ancestor, or maybe even have a few family skeletons in your closet.
The whole point of Rahab, in fact, the whole point of most of the biblical record, is God's grace, that God saves undeserving people.
But God had plans for Rahab that included her being an ancestor of Jesus. Just like Rahab, you have been adopted by God through Jesus. Regardless of your past, Jesus changes your future. Discover more about the DNA of redemption with Skip Heitzig's book, Bloodline. It's our way to say thanks for your generous donation of $35 or more today to help connect even more people to Jesus. We want to send you this resource, so call now or go online to give what you can. Go to connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888. That's 800-922-1888.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with Susie Sondogger and her presentation, Corey Remembers, the true story of Corey Ten Boom. And we want to give everybody a little slice of what they're going to see when they go to the show. Now, this, I'm going to set this up a little bit. The scene that you're about to share with us.
And this scene is not in the show.
It's not in the show, but
it's people remember this.
And you present this, though, in your sermons. You have a lot of other ministries besides Corey Remember. So what I thought was a great idea is for you to go through this. You go into character.
Uh-huh.
And this is an amazing story because Corey Ten Boom, after she was released from prison, from the concentration camp, she went back and actually met face-to-face with
a couple
of guards.
By accident.
And extended forgiveness to these people. And her sister died,
mm-hmm.
and her dad died, mm-hmm. and several other members of her family.
Mm-hmm. Her brother and her nephew.
So absolutely unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Susie Sondogger.
It was in a church in Munich where I was speaking in 1947 that I saw him. A balding, heavy-set man in a gray overcoat. A brown felt hat clutched between his hands, One moment I saw the overcoat and the brown hat. The next, a blue uniform and a visored cap with a skull and crossbones. Memories of the concentration camp came back in a rush. The huge room with its harsh headlights, overhead lights, the pathetic pile of dresses and shoes in the center of the floor, the shame of walking naked past this man. I could see my sister's frail form ahead of me, ribs sharp between the parchment of skin. This man had been a cruel guard at Ravensbrück concentration camp where we were sent. Now he was in front of me, hand thrust out. A fine message, Fräulein. How good it is to know that, as you say, all our sins are at the bottom of the sea. It was the first time since my prison release that I had been face to face with one of my captors, and my blood seemed to freeze. You mentioned Ravensbrück in your talk, he was saying. I was a guard there, but since that time, he went on, I have become a Christian. I know that the Lord has forgiven me for the cruel things I did there, but I would like to hear it from your lips as well, Fräulein. And again he came out. Will you forgive me? I stood there and could not forgive. Betsy had died in that place. Could he erase her slow, terrible death simply for the asking? It could not have been many seconds that he stood there, hand held out, but for me it seemed like hours as I wrestled with the most difficult thing I ever had to do. For I had to do it. I knew that. The message that God forgives has a prior condition. If you do not forgive men their trespasses, Jesus says, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Still, I stood there with the coldness clutching my heart. But forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. God, help me, I prayed silently. I can lift my hand. I can do that much. You simply supply the feeling, Lord. And so woodenly, mechanically, I thrust my hand into the one outstretched to me. And as I did it, an incredible thing took place. The current started in my shoulder, raced down my arm, sprang into my joined hands, and then this healing warmth seemed to flood my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. I forgive you, brother, I cried with all my heart. For a long moment, we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and the former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then.
What a risk to just say, I forgive you. And what a lesson for all of us.
There's more to this. Did you know that?
I did not.
This, she forgave the people that caused her betrayal and her incarceration. She forgave those people too.
You know, I have a good friend who lost his mother to a person that kidnapped her, murdered her, and was in prison.
Oh my gosh.
And some years later, he went to the prison and he just told the murderer, you know, I forgive you. And, you know, that's just tough. I mean, what a lesson for all of us. I mean, we're so, you know, I read about politics and I read all of these things. There's all this hate going on back and forth, but you never see in the news so-and-so just extended forgiveness to the other political party, and now they're working together to solve the problems in the United States. I can't wait to hear that headline,
yes,
Susie.
Yes, I can't either. We need it. We need it so much. You know, we say we can't forgive, and we can't, if Corrie ten Boom would say this often, we can't forgive. We don't have the power, but he has the power, and he gives that to us. And when he tells us to forgive, when he commands us to forgive, then he turns around and gives us the power to do it. If we'll just appeal to him for that power.
How about the Jewish people? I know you don't want to speak on their behalf, but you have a lot of friends that are Jewish. They're in some ways more entitled to not forgive than we are. because of the persecution, but yet.
I don't totally agree with that. Mm. My experience has been that when we first started reading this purpose statement, and we started out with Holocaust survivors, and they would weep and say, no one has ever said they were sorry for what we went through at the Holocaust. Mm. And we basically were taking some responsibility because Christianity failed them. You know, Germany was a Christian country. Mm. How did this happen under the Christian watch? And how have all these relationships grown between the Jewish community and us? I think it is because that they are ready to, I don't know if it's totally forgiveness in the way we see it, you know, the way we term it, but there is a willingness there to come together and to move forward together.
Susie Sondager in studio with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. She presents Corey Remembers, the true story of Corey Ten Boom, and that will be held at the Cell Theater October 4th and 5th, 700 First Street Northwest, 766-9412, of course, area code 505 if you'd like to buy tickets. You'll be encouraged, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be entertained, and you're going to see a young lady that we're going to find out more about how she wrote this play and a lot more to come with Susie. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-348.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
Our physiology craves rest. You know, we're not getting it, though, physically or otherwise, right? Thomas Edison, we have to thank for this to some degree, because he's the one who gave us the light bulb. And before Edison gave us the light bulb, did you know that on average Americans slept 10 hours per night? Incredible. Now fast forward from then to now, here we are 2019. What's the average amount of sleep the American gets? 6.7 hours is the new normal. Some of you are like, wow, on a good night, right? On a good night, I'll get, that would be like goals for me. And sadly, I would say I'm right there with you. Like, I can tolerate 5, 6 is phenomenal, 7, what are we talking about? This is a holiday. That's 7 hours, right? But to think of 10 hours of sleep, it's phenomenal.
For more fresh thoughts, go to LeviLusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
You are invited to join Susan Sondager. We call her Susie. On October 4th and 5th at the Cell Theater, 700 First Street Northwest, she's going to be giving a presentation called Corey Remembers, the true story of Corey Ten Boom, who, of course, was a Dutch watchmaker, her and her family, and they saved hundreds of Jews from the Nazi folks that were chasing everybody and trying to kill them and put them in. The Holocaust is just, I can't even fathom. You asked a question a minute ago, is how can a Christian country allow this whole thing to happen? And I don't know if any of us will ever get that answer, but it was absolutely just pure evil. Mm-hmm. And you see that we can never allow that to happen again in this world. And I think that a lot of people are willing to give their lives like Corey Ten Boom did. Her family gave their lives, and then she dedicated her life because she survived after the war to really just extending love and courage and preaching the gospel, but not really trying to hold anybody hostage by, you know, their beliefs. She just loved everybody.
Well, an 80-year-old woman in a sensible shoes and a plump and a hair in a bun, you know, is pretty harmless, and people do sort of take to her, Miss Tim Boom, and her accent, and people loved her wherever she went. She had a real charisma about her.
Well, Susie, you're going to do a little scene for us in a second from your show, but before you do that, how did you find out about Corrie Ten Boom?
You know, Jim, when I was the gal who led me to the Lord as a, fully as an adult, I'd been Christianized as a child, but I was at a place in my life where I needed help. I was desperate, and I had a friend who really explained the gospel to me, and I wanted what she had because she had that peace that passes understanding. And after I became a believer, she told me to buy a Bible, and she said, and here's a book, read this book. And she gave me The Hiding Place. So it was the first Christian autobiography I ever read. So I'm reading the Bible at the same time I'm reading Corrie Ten Boom's book. And it just birthed in me a knowledge, hey, for the Jew first. And I saw Jesus as a Jew for the first time. And I saw that Jews were persecuted. I just learned, God just sort of gave me so much information all at once. And you're a brand new Christian and you want to do something. And at first, all I wanted to do was save every Jew I had ever met. Prayed for every Jew I did. I even put the names of Jewish people. This is embarrassing now. I put them on a Rolodex. Every Jewish person in my past that I'd ever met, and I began to pray that they would come to know Christ. I even called Jews for Jesus and gave them names of people I wanted them to contact. Of course, they tell you, no, you need to contact them. But anyway, I just, you know, that's how I read Corrie Ten Boom's book, and it really touched me. If anyone has not read that book, I recommend it highly. A lot of people, even Christians, don't know about her life because she died so long ago. And it's still a good book. I know that it still sells 35,000 copies a year. I sell about 100. But anyway, it's just a wonderful book, and that's how I found out about it. And the idea to do the show is also very interesting because I decided I had this idea, wait a minute, for my group, this Yad B'Yad group, we needed speakers. But we needed to be careful about what speakers we had because we had Jews and we had Christians. It's kind of touchy, especially 25 years ago. This wasn't happening where Christians and Jews socialized together like we were doing. And it occurred to me that I had seen this actress in town that does a one-woman show about the late Golda Meir. And so I took this actress to lunch. And I brought a lot of books about Corrie Ten Boom. I even brought a recording of Corrie Ten Boom speaking. And I sat this actress down, and I laid out a great plan for her life that she could do this Corrie Ten Boom show. Well, she listened, and she really liked Corrie Ten Boom. She'd never heard of her. But then she said, I think it's a wonderful idea. But, my dear, I could never play the role of Corrie Ten Boom. I'm a Jew. The role demands a Christian who loves the Jewish people. Honey, this is your role.
Wow.
And she said, I will help you. And I left that meeting so down, Jim. I just thought, she doesn't get me do it. I could never do it. I'm kind of grumbling to God the whole way home, you know, all the valid reasons I could not do it. And the last reason I lifted up, I'm too tall, not knowing how tall Corrie Ten Boom was. So I went in. She just looks like she would be short. She looks like everybody's grandmother. And so I went into the house, and the actress didn't go take only one book she took home with her. So I had to bring all these books in, open one of them. Do you know the line that I read said, Corrie Ten Boom was 5'7" tall. When I read that, I got that thump in my heart. I looked heavenward and I said, oh, that wasn't it. Wait, I got that thump. Then I continued to read. And the next thing I read was that Corrie Ten Boom's primary ministry prior to World War II was with mentally handicapped children. Jim, my only biological child, has Down syndrome. I thought, that's all I've done, just taking care of my child. That's when I looked heavenward and I said, I will try. So it took me a year to write the script, to affect the Dutch accent, to research, you know, do it all. And more than anything else, just to get up the courage, because I wasn't a public speaker. But once I did the show, and it didn't start out as a bona fide show, of course, that's evolved. But from the very beginning, I have always seemed to have one more show ahead of me.
Dramatic and creative, Corey remembers the true story of Corrie Ten Boom with Susan Sondager. Will be held October 4th and 5th at the Cell Theater, 700 First Street Northwest in downtown Albuquerque. Bring your friends.
Yes,
you may have already seen the show.
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
But bring people. It's not a religious experience, to put that in quotes.
It's historical. You can tell them it's history.
It's history. And, you know, the nice thing that you've communicated here is obviously you'd love everybody to believe what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And as would I. But we know that that's not reality. And what we're really called to do is just love people right where they are.
I think I can certainly agree with that. I wanted to add one more thing about the show, and that is that on that Saturday, there's two shows. There's an afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then there's an evening at 7:30. And people may have visitors from out of town for the Balloon Fiesta. What a great thing to do on Saturday afternoon. And so I just wanted to drop that in, but I also wanted to tell you a conversation I had one time with a rabbi, and he was trying to have a very theological.
We're going to come back and talk about that story.
Yes.
Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back, more with Susie Sondager right after these messages.
Okay.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200 or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Here's Joy Junction CEO Elma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder Jeremy Reynolds to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
We would like to thank Wilger Enterprises, Bosque Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and High Desert Hospice for help teeing off the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Register online at star88.fm/golf.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us in the Power Ford Studios, Faith, Family, and then Ford, as their general manager says. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Susie Sondager and her presentation of Corrie Remembers, the true story of Corrie Ten Boom, a Dutch woman who saved hundreds of Jews during World War II, and amazing ministry that she had subsequent to that experience, sacrificed a lot of her family members to save a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, tell us a little bit about how you developed the storyline and what your intention was in terms of communicating this wonderful story.
I wanted to tell the Jewish people the Corrie Ten Boom story without proselytizing, without having an altar call at the end of the presentation. Many of us know Corrie Ten Boom is standing up, giving a sermon, and then everyone coming and giving their hearts to Jesus. I understand that, but I've spent enough time with the Jewish people I'd do that one time and I wouldn't ever get another opportunity to be with them because they're not there yet or they're where they are. And I felt like they needed to know that Christians do love them and that Corrie Ten Boom is someone we admire. That's a comfort to Jewish people to know that Christians look up to Corrie Ten Boom. And what was Corrie Ten Boom? She was a rescuer. She risked her life for Jews. And more to it than that is that her family, her grandfather, started a prayer meeting in their home in 1844. He asked his friends to come and pray for the creation of the State of Israel, pray for the Jewish people all over the world, you know, to come home. Mm-hmm. So this is what they're praying for in 1844. 100 years mm-hmm. later, that Ten Boom family is arrested. What's their crime? They were protecting Jews. Mm-hmm. Corrie said it was the divine but not to understand answer to our prayers for the Jews. This was a family that God had been preparing for generations to do what Corrie Ten Boom did and then to be a role model for us and a challenge to us because we're in times now the State of Israel is being batted around by the world and blamed for everything that happens. Anti-Semitism is on the rise and we should be Israel's friend. And so as we admire Corrie Ten Boom, we should also think of ways that we can act today to step alongside the Jewish people. Yes, you may not be able to share the gospel of Jesus the first time you meet them, but you can answer their questions when they come up. And that's the attitude I've taken all along. I answer any question after the audience, after the performances. We have a talk back 10 and people can answer any question they want. And you would be shocked if you were ever with me when I'm with an all-Jewish audience, just me mm-hmm. and the Jews and the questions that they will ask. And I can say anything and because they ask. And it's a real privilege. And the key is we're telling them what we believe. We're not putting pressure on them. A Jewish person told me this a long time ago. She says, we don't want to have Christian friends because we know they want us to receive Jesus and we're never going to do it. So they're going to be disappointed. And then the friendship goes belly up. You know, that was her take on it. Mm-hmm. So we need to really, in our hearts, love them, whether they ever come to Jesus.
Sure.
That's not a prerequisite. Jesus loved us and whether we came to him or not, he loved the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. And, I know that. I've had some pretty amazed. Some people think, well, you know, you're not proselytizing Jews. You're not doing your Christian mandate, but Jesus lives in me. And so every time I'm with a Jewish person, they're meeting some of Jesus. Mm. And I've had encounters with lots of rabbis and I can remember one that was really trying to get me to debate him. He knew our doctrine and he was trying to get me to say that there are two ways to heaven, one for the Jews and one for us. And I said, well, Rabbi, I can't go there. I think there's only one Messiah, mm-hmm. and he's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to heaven but through him. However, Rabbi, I'm just a Gentile. I'm nobody really, you know. If God can reveal that to me, he can reveal that to you. Mm-hmm. He knows what we believe. I mean, he could lead someone else to Jesus. He knows our script so well, but it's got to be an invitation from the Lord. Another friend was kind of chastising me for not doing more to save Jews. And I said, well, how many Jews have you saved? And she said, well, none. I said, well, me too. So we're even, you know, I think it's God that does it, but we can break down a lot of barriers just by, we say, plant seeds. But sometimes the soil's not ready. Mm. You've got to prepare the soil. And I feel like that's what Yad B'Yad has done, just softening the soil to look at Christianity without disgust. Because they view, well, Hitler was a Christian. No, we know Hitler was not a Christian.
No.
But a lot of it is in semantics. We don't talk the same language, you know.
Well, there's a lot of people that claim to be a lot of things, but you know by the fruit that they bear what they really are.
Right.
That's not a difficult thing to figure out.
But it's for someone on the outside, it might be harder, you know, because they belong to a church, so they're identifying as a Christian. It's a hard thing for us as true believers to overcome.
Susie, I view you as an actor. You have to be an artist to write this script and to do all of these different things. And I know we have listeners out there that have all kinds of abilities in different kinds of areas of art and music and speaking and just a plethora of other kinds of skills and abilities. And it just impresses me that God can use all of that. And all they need to do is be creative and figure out a way to communicate and care for people. Go ahead.
I wanted to say something. In our purpose statement that I read earlier, it said, we will lend our talent for important Jewish endeavors. Our talent. We didn't even know we had any talent when we wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
I was not an actress. I mean, you know, God inspired me. I just said, yes, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even really say yes. I said, I will try. And I think that's the thing, that we have to be available. We're not able, but he's able. And so we just let him use us. We're just the vessel. And I know every time I go on stage, if it's just me up there, it's going to be a flop. But if he is part of it, I mean, if it's all about him, I don't even want people to go away saying, oh, Corrie Ten Boom, Corrie Ten Boom. I want him to go away saying, wow, I think God spoke to me tonight.
Amen.
You know, that's the desire of my heart.
Susie Sondager is going to be back for one more segment with us this afternoon. She is presenting Corrie Remembers, the true story of Corrie Ten Boom, October 4th and 5th at the Cell Theater in Albuquerque, 700 First Street Northwest. When we come back, Susie's going to share with us a short scene, share with us a little bit more about the overall ministry that she's involved in. So stay with us. More with Susie coming back right after these messages.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom has been my property manager. He provided me with renters, and I trust Dominic's judgment, and I have not been disappointed at all. I would say that Dom Garcia is a highly reputable person. He has provided me with services to my expectations and beyond. He is a marvelous manager, a very nice person, and he considers not only me as the owner of a property to be rented, but the renters. I appreciate what he does for everyone.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us. Our last segment with Susie Sondager and her presentation of Corrie Remembers, the true story of Corrie Ten Boom. She was a Dutch woman that saved hundreds of Jews. Her entire family, they were watchmakers in Holland and Christians. And they risked life and limb and gave their lives. Corrie fortunately survived one of the concentration camps and went on to do a bunch more ministry. Susie, you have already described how you came to know about Corrie Ten Boom and her ministry. You have a special needs child. She was ministering to special needs children. Mm-hmm. So you had really had a kindred spirit with her.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us, if you would, maybe a short scene from your Corrie Remembers presentation.
Okay. Once there came to us matron from Jewish orphanage in Amsterdam. She said, they are going to kill our baby simply because they are Jewish. And we said, oh, no, that can't happen. I draw together my teenagers, And those teenager boys, they say, no, we must save them. They said, we will steal them. And they did. My teenager boy stole 100 babies. Now you might say, how was that possible? And I will tell you a little secret. Sometimes the Lord brought to us good Germans, soldiers who would say, I don't want to work for Adolf Hitler any longer. This is wrong. Can you help? And we say, yes, we help you. We find him also a place to hide in the country. But not before we got those Nazi uniforms. I don't think I have to go into details. You can see how my boy stole those babies. That night, one of my bravest Christian boys, Peter Hartog, Peter said, oh, we do the most important work that exists, just saving lives from the morning to the evening. Peter said, I don't want to go back to college. This is life. 6 months later, Peter came into prison, and he wrote us a long letter before his execution. Say, his heart was very right with the Lord. He had no regrets for the choices he had made and the things he had done. Say, friends, I have a message for you tonight from Peter Hartog. Give your lives today. Say, Lord, here I am. Take me. Use me. Consecrate me to thee. How you would say it, I don't mind. But give yourself, and he will use you. And like Peter Hartog, you will have no regrets, and your lives will not have been lived in vain.
Susie Sondager with a piece from Corey Remembers, the true story of Corey Ten Boom. And we've just got a couple minutes left. You have a lot more to your ministry, Susie, than just this presentation of Corey Remembers. What else are you doing?
Well, I call this aspect of my ministry Time with Corey Ten Boom because I have other presentations. For instance, if I could go into a church, and I have done it many times, and just do one of Miss Ten Boom's sermons. In fact, this Sunday night, there's a missions conference at Hoffmantown Baptist Church, and I am going to present one of Miss Ten Boom's sermons called The Door of Repentance. And although her sermons were given in the 70s and the 1970s, very old, they still are pertinent. They speak to us today. They're very good. And I would love to go into any church and give her sermons. If I'm in a church, I'm very comfortable preaching Corey Ten Boom. It's a little bit different when I do the one-woman show. It's more of a show. I don't make it a preaching kind of a thing. And that is kind of what the ministry is all about. Besides our ministry, my husband and I are both very involved with our local Jewish community. My husband, as part of Yad B'Yad, has a television, produces a show called Israel in Focus, and on Sun Broadcasting, Channel 11. And anyway, we just do whatever the Jewish, whatever comes up, we let God lead us. And, we love being around the Jewish people. They know we're born again Christians, and it's okay.
And they know that you're not blackmailing them in anything. You're sharing your faith. They're telling you what you believe. You're getting along, working together on different projects, and it's really neat.
I say again, I give an answer when asked, but they ask after they have a relationship with you. Mm. And the relationship part is, you know, just ask God to give you love for anybody that you want to see know him better. I tell some Christians, forget about getting them to Jesus. Just get them back to the synagogue. I mean, so many Jews don't even go to the synagogue anymore. They're estranged from our Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. And they need to see, and when the Bible says, provoke them to jealousy, they need to see that we love him. We love their Father. We love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When they see our love for him, it provokes them to jealousy. I wish I had what you had. There you go. And so that's our mandate, to love them.
Susie Sondager, thanks for joining us this afternoon and telling us all about Corey Remembers, the true story of Corey Ten Boom. We're going to be back tomorrow with Dr. Chris Thurman talking about his book, The Lies We Believe. Thanks for being with us on ABQ Connect. We'll see you tomorrow.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.